Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Cousins Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Get your headset on you there, Jer, and hang out with you for a little bit. Try that. There you go.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
There we go. How you doing?
Good. Good.
So you drove over from where? Sheboygan?
Where'd I come from?
Yes. It's been a whirlwind.
Yes, it has. It's been very busy.
How has it? Has it slowed down at all? Have you had a chance to kind of take it all in yet?
I kept a 5 or 6 day period after the induction ceremonies and after Canton to kind of catch up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting at home and watching the TV and putzing around the house, and I'm starting to think of the highlights.
Yeah.
There's so many moments. There's so much happening at the hall.
Yeah.
And so many guys that you've known for years and haven't seen for a while, that there was just a rash of moments. There's a couple of them that really stand out for me. And there were three guards in the gamut or gauntlet.
Right.
And I'm starting to walk through. And Tom Mack from the Rams, Joe DeLamelier from Buffalo, and John Hanna from the New England Patriots.
Okay.
Were all together.
Right.
And they waylaid me. And started hugging and crying and carrying on and saying I should have been there for quite a while, and just very pleasant moment. And I started crying, and we got all misty-eyed. But it was just very sweet of them to get together and do that. And then there was another moment with Bill Polian, the general manager from Buffalo.
Right.
Bill came over to my table. We were having dinner with the kids, and he said, Jerry, I got to tell you something. What's that? He said, you've changed my life. I said, how is that? He says, well, when I was in high school, I bought your book, and I had planned on another profession in life, and I had my ideas pretty well set, and your book changed my mind, and I decided to go into football. So he's in the Hall of Fame as a manager.
Yeah.
And he had a wonderful career in Buffalo. So it was very gratifying to know that the things that I talk about generally at speaking engagements are the Lombardi principles.
Mm-hmm.
And they work for me. And obviously nothing can work for everybody, but they work for him. And that was kind of nice to hear and have that kind of feedback.
What has it been like? Because obviously Packers fans have wanted you in for a long, long time. But what has it been like from the organization itself?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
They've just they threw us a party at Canton, and we had like 220 of our closest pals there. We really had Claude Crabb, a former Ram and a great pal of mine, flew in from Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And kids came up from Houston, and folks just came in from Seattle, and the niece and or my nephew and my sis.
Yeah.
And so people came in from all over the country, and it was just a well-done party and beautiful setting in a vineyard with a pond close by, and the windows or the doors were open, and the sun was coming in, and everybody was just having a wonderful time, and they did an extremely good job on that, and they've been right behind me and right with me all the way.
You've seen a lot from this organization from the time you got here, obviously from a guy that you played with, and then Bart obviously becoming a head coach and general manager changes, president changes. But because of the setup and because of the culture and because of the size, there's never a wish to play anywhere else, but is there anything else that can compare to what Green Bay is?
You know, I think no, I think no, Billy. I think it's an anomaly, and it's a difficult thing to quantify.
Right.
And the sophistication of the Packer fans is way beyond anything I ever dreamed. I think one of my waking up moments was my final season, 68, we're playing Baltimore. Coach Lombardi's the general manager. We're in the fourth quarter, and we're get the ball on the 30-yard line, and we're down 3 points. But we know we're going down the field like the ice bowl. We're going to go. We're going to charge, and bing, bang, we're chewing up the yardage, 6 yards, 8 yards, 9 yards. We get across field, get down to the 30-yard line. We fumble. And I look up at the clock. There's a minute 10. And I said, it's over. The era is over. We're not going to the playoffs. We're not going to win. We're not going to be there. It's over. And I started to walk off the field, and I hear a smattering of applause, and it kind of stuns me. I said, it's over. It's over. We're done. It's not going to happen. And I get closer to the bench, and there's more applause, and people are standing up. And I'm going, what in the – oh, they know. They knew the moment I knew that it was over. And they were saying thank you.
Yeah.
And the whole stadium came up, Bill, in a standing ovation that lasted about 5 minutes for a fumble. But not the fumble for the years that we were there and the championships and all the joy we'd brought to town. So it that gave me a whole new perspective on the Packer fan, that they were that in tune to the game and what's happening. And I expected them to have a certain amount of knowledge, but I didn't expect it that quick, and I certainly didn't expect to thank you for that. So it was a great moment for me and a great memory.
Talking with the Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer, when you go in with guys like Ray Lewis and Brian Urlacher and such, these are guys that are currently fresh out of the game, first ballot, so to speak. But when you look at that stage, you saw nothing but greatness in every facet, obviously. What did those guys from a younger generation say to you as you were then brought to the stage as well?
You know, I had some preconceived notions about Ray and Randy. I thought they were a little arrogant. I'd never met them, never talked to them, didn't know them. But my mind said they, you know, they're arrogant. And so I was kind of feeling my way through things at the Super Bowl and at the day we got notified. And the next morning we had a kind of an information session about what was going to happen and where we were going and what we were doing. And the guys got up and talked individually. And Randy got up and started crying like a baby. Tears running down his face. He's talking about his mama and his family. And Ray Lewis did the same thing. He cried. And Jerry cried. It got me really emotional. And I'm going, well, I didn't know these guys. I'd never talked to them. I've never said hello to them. And so my subconscious or my conscious or whatever it happens to be made some decisions about them that was unjustified. So they turned out to me to be really great guys. So I began to like the Baltimore Colt, and I began to like the Minnesota Viking. And hell, I even liked the Chicago Bear. Brian Urlacher was a great kid. I just enjoyed him. And they looked after me. Randy is helping me up and down the stairs and holding on to me and doing and just things he didn't have to do. But he was just a sweetheart and just a very nice man.
Yeah, I had a chance to meet him at Super Bowl a couple of years ago and sit down and just one-on-one just chat with him. And he's completely now, granted, he had an animosity towards the media when he played. Completely different guy. It was nothing like I expected. I completely agree with you.
Well, his behavior was sensational. He couldn't have been nicer, couldn't have been more polite, couldn't have been more thoughtful.
You didn't take any toilet paper from the time he kind of, you know, did the Heine thing on the goalpost at Lambeau Field, did you? And say, hey, I remember that.
Well, he is inventive.
Yeah. That's a good word for it. Ray Lewis gave a really long speech, addressed just about everything from the best of his career to the dark days in his career. What did you take away listening to what Ray Lewis, because he was almost... he was almost preacher-esque on the stage.
I actually reminded me a bit of a Southern Baptist preacher. You know, there's so many ways to go, Bill. There's so much information in your history and whatnot and so many things you want to say that I kind of was a little questionable about Ray's presentation. And I said, well, that's Ray.
Yeah.
He's a showman.
Right.
And he loves to make a show, and he does a show, and that's okay.
Right.
That's fine. So I sat back and enjoyed all the presentations. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed Brian Urlacher's presentation a great deal. I, in fact, told Brian, I said, you gave the speech I wanted to give.
Yeah.
And he said, well, Jerry, you gave the speech I wanted to give. So we hugged each other. And but I finally just tried to remove all prejudgment from the situation and judge them for what they were and what they are today, and they came out very good.
Before I let you go, so you're in the Hall of Fame now. You'll forever have that HOF in front of your name. Now what? What is left for Jerry to accomplish or conquer?
Jerry would like to make a Lombardi movie before he moves on.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've already started some things in motion, mm-hmm. and that's my next big project. I've got a couple medical projects I've been working on that are extremely exciting. One's a stem cell project, and one's a CTE project.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a product called glutathione that's very common in your body, but we have a Nobel Prize fellow from Helsinki, or from Finland, wherever the Nobel Committee is, and he tweaked the molecules so that the body would accept the glutathione and absorb it more completely. And we've gone through a couple of stages with it and talked to the commissioner about it, and we're about to start clinical trials. And it's an extremely long shot, and I know that. I'm a Boise potato, and the likelihood of me being involved in a solution to CTE is infinitesimally small.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a shot there, and we're going to take that shot, and we're going to do something about try to do something.
Yeah.
So that's on my plate, too, and I'd like very much to see that come to fruition.
Well, it's always a pleasure. It was great to see you go in, and you know we were always champions of you. So every time we had a chance to chat, we always said you belong there. So,
Bill, I want to thank you for that. You have been a champion of mine. You've been behind me for.
But you're the one that did it, man. You're the one who put up the numbers and the stats and the games and the championships and the rings and everything you guys have done. And all we did was recognize that.
Thank you.
That was it. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.